We are learning Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph by Tanan. We had a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, in a case where someone said, Koinim eini v'shina hayoyim im isha lamacha. He says, let's say today we're sitting on a Wednesday, and we say, you know what, I'm not going to sleep the whole Wednesday if I sleep tomorrow. So tomorrow, if he sleeps, he'll activate l'mafreya that today was an edah. So according to Rav Yehuda, you should not sleep today because maybe you're going to sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman says, no problem, sleep today. Oh, you're worried that it's going to become an edah? Don't sleep tomorrow. I don't have to worry about it yet till tomorrow. So what's on Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda holds, you're not careful with the t'nai. Tomorrow is only the t'nai. It's only the activation. It only activates the neder. It's not the neder itself. And that sometimes is not makbid on. And therefore, he might sleep tomorrow. Therefore, don't sleep today. And the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda's maida, if it's the opposite, he says that if I sleep today, if I sleep to Wednesday, then tomorrow on Thursday there'll be a neder, then he agrees. Because there, if he sleeps today, he activated the neder, tomorrow will be a neder, he won't sleep because he keeps the neder. That's not a problem. But it's only the opposite where today is the neder and tomorrow is the activation, you should not sleep today because tomorrow you might not keep your tonight. That's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So let's start bringing it right. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. If someone says, Koinim Shani Yashon, he makes an edda, I'm not going to sleep, or Shani Mahalach, I'm not going to walk, Shani Medaver, he says, Koinim, I'm not going to talk. So that's the case of our Mishnah. What does it say? What's the case? If it's like it says that he said, Shani Yashon, that I'm not going to sleep, Mi Hava Nidra, is that a nether? Mi Hava Nidra, is that a nether? But now we learned that the nether is not chal, it's about Tanya to say. But we learned that a neder is not chal on a dovah shemay mamish. Choymer b'shvuyis, shah shvuyis chalois al dovah shemay mamish, dovah shemay mamish. A shvuyis is chal on something. You can say, I don't want to sleep. Then you can say, mashen kem b'nedorim, but b'nedorim, it's not chal on a imbay mamish. V'shina dovah shemay mamish. So how can you say that I'm answering my sleep? My sleep is not a dovah shemay mamish. It doesn't have any mamashes. It doesn't have any substance. I can't say on my sleep that it's going to be osir because that's not something that has substance. What's the case? Ella must be that what do you say? Domar koinim einai b'shina. What I said was that my eyes should be osir asleep. So he made the neder on his eyes, and that's something Yashvei Mamish. So it's chal. So he said koinim einai b'shina. So Mara has a counter like this. V'idlo yav shura. If he just said a blanket statement that I'm asking my eyes from sleep. Do we let him until he's over vayachal? It's not even chal the neder. Why? V'am Rav Yechanan, shvuah shleishin shleishu yomim, malkin oisav yoshal alter. If someone makes a shvuah, I'm not going to sleep for 3 days, which is not possible. Right away, you give him malkis for shvuah shav, because and he can sleep right away. Because then shvuah can't be chal, it's shvuah shav, because it's impossible to sleep 3 days. So same thing by a neder also, if you say, Koinim einai b'shina, ask him my eyes to sleep, it can't be chal, because it's impossible not to sleep if you didn't give shir. You didn't give a shir, you didn't give a time for it. You didn't give a time frame for it. And the Loshon Mishav Kina Le'ad, the Avos Vayachal, that's really Lav Dafka, like the Ran points out, because since it's not chal, you're not over Vayachal either. The Loshon Mishav Kina Le'ad is just saying it's going for Shvua. By Shvua, you don't even allow him, you give him Malkus right away, because there, it's a Shvua Shav. But here, by Neder, it's not Chal at all. There's no Malkus for Neder Shav. But upon him, if the Mishnah is talking about it, he said, Koinim Einai B'shinai B'shina, forever, so then it's not Chal at all, because it's impossible. Like we see from Rabbi Yechon, it's impossible. So if that's the case of our Mishnah, why say Reza V'Yachel? Because why say Reza V'Yachel? There, the problem is that's not really Chal at all, because it's impossible. So what's the case of our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, El Domar, Koinim, so the Ran points out why you say maybe the case of Mishnah was that you said Koinim Einai B'shina Hayoyim for one day. So if that's the case, it's partially Havayachal. What's the Chiddush? If someone says, I'm asking my eyes to sleep today, Vishlam, if I'm saying Einim B'mamish, that would be the Chiddush. But here, you're saying Koinim Einai B'shina means one day. You said one day, I'm asking my eyes would sleep for one day. So then what's the Chiddush? So what's the case here? It can't be saying a blanket statement because then it wouldn't be chal at all. It can't be talking about he said one day because then what's the chiddush? So what's the case exactly of our Mishnah? That's the question. What is our Mishnah's case? So it must be Elo do Amar Koinim Eini Vishina. He said I'm asking my eyes for sleep l'machor tomorrow. If I sleep today, so tomorrow I'm gonna have a neder. Remember, this was the case that everyone agreed that it's a good neder. Everyone agreed this case, this neder, according to Rav Yehuda, that you could taka even sleep today, because if you sleep today, you'll watch the neder tomorrow. So here's the case of our Mishnah. And it's saying, Harezah v'ayachal. So Mar the Kasha on that, Ha'amrit kol be'isura mizdar. So why is Harezah v'ayachal sounds like it's saying that you automatically have v'ayachal, like Yechayshav v'ayachal. Why? We said, in such a case, by a case where tomorrow will be a kainah, will be the neder, then you'll be careful. So what's the Mishnah saying, Harezah v'ayachal? So it's shver elapshito. What is the case of our Mishnah? The Omar must be chiddush is the case. The case of our Mishnah is the case that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nachman. Up to the cases of our Mishnah is the Omar koinim ainu mishina hayayim. He said today on Wednesday should be a neder. I'm not going to sleep if I sleep tomorrow. Mishnah lemacha. So if v'loy nayim hayayim, if you don't sleep today, if Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't sleep today, why not? Because if you sleep today, then you're going to act. Then tomorrow you might activate the neder. And it'll be mafreya, you over nether. I be careful tomorrow not to sleep. No, who the holds, you're not careful with the tonight, with the activation, you're not careful. So therefore, fear of who the must be the case is you're not sleeping today, because you're not supposed to sleep today. What is the bal yachal? Elolav, bidanaim. It must be that you slept. Alma Easter the night, you see some people sleep, but tuf to the Yehuda. And the Mishnah, if someone that you went to sleep today, so what's the Mishnah mean to say? The Mishnah is saying like this, HaRezeh V'ayachal Devarim means that you're mutter to come to Sofak V'ayachal, because if you want to sleep today, the Yom Rishon, you can sleep, and you'll be careful tomorrow. Because if you're careful tomorrow, they don't say you don't sleep today because you're going to come to V'ayachal. HaRezeh V'ayachal, you can put yourself into V'ayachal. So it's a right to Rav Nachman. Because the Mishnah would be saying like this, if someone says, Koinim Ein Yevashina Yom, if I sleep tomorrow, you could sleep today and put yourself into a matziv of a sofek v'ayachal. No problem. And that's not like Rav Yehuda. That's how you learn the Mishnah. And how do we learn types of Mishnah like that? Because the next Mishnah, when it says, someone says, a shvua, I'm not going to sleep, it says you're usher to sleep. Here it says, a reza v'ayachal. It's a different lashon. Like we spoke out yesterday on the Mishnah, that's a kasha. Why use this different lashon, reza v'ayachal? Teretz is, the lashon, a reza v'ayachal, below yachal, is teaching us that you're allowed to put yourself into a sofek below yachal. And that's a raya to Rav Nachman that you're allowed to sleep today, even though tomorrow you might activate an edel mafreya. The tufta Rav Yehuda is a kasha Rav Yehuda, and the Ran has a kasha on this. That what can you say? Maybe it's the other case, and Taitz the same way. Ayin Shom Balak upon him. The Gemara's kasha is that's kasha Rav Yehuda from here. And for the Gemara, kiktani dinayim. No, well, Rav Yehuda will also agree that if you sleep, then that you have to be careful tomorrow for Bayachal. And it's good for the Mishnah saying. The Mishnah is saying that you should be careful not to sleep on the first day. Why? Because if you sleep, it's karoif to come to Bal Yachal. Because by Tnoi Lem is Dar. So the Mishnah says this, Koinim Ani Yasha, which means I said, Koinim Shei Yasha today, if I sleep tomorrow, he says, be careful. Don't sleep today, because if you sleep today, it's karoif to come to Bal Yachal. So you can tie to Mishnah like a Yehuda, very Gishmak. That means if you sleep, you're going to come to Bal Yachal. Therefore, don't sleep today. So, means be careful not to sleep today, because if you sleep today, you might come to Bal Yachal. So, therefore, our Mishnah is not really cast Rav Yehuda. We could stim like Rav Yehuda. So, that's one shot in our Mishnah. The one shot in our Mishnah is that we're talking about a case, you said, Koinim Einai Vishina Hayoim, if I sleep tomorrow. I'm going to have a neder to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. And there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either Rav Nachman means to say, you're allowed to sleep today because you'll be careful tomorrow. Or if Rav Yehuda means, if I sleep today, then HaRezeh V'lo Yachal Devarim means that if I sleep today, I'm causing myself to be able to come to Bal Yachal. That's one shot in our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah Shverk, it says, Koinim Einav Shinai, Koinim Shani Yashon, that's Dov Shem Imamish. So it's answering, you said, I'm asking my eyes, Vashina. I am Cain, what's the case? You can't ask your eyes for sleeping indefinitely. Teretz is, in the case of a Tanai. Ravina has different Teretz. Ravina Omar, Lo'ilam Kiriktani. Learn the Mishnah Kapshutai. A guy said, I'm not going to sleep. A Koinim, I'm not going to sleep. The question is, what happened to the problem of that's Dov Shem Imamish? And the Kuvit case was, he gave his mom fit. He didn't say forever. He said, it's his man. And the problem is, what's a Chiddush then? So if you say, Einai Vashina, they didn't say Einai Vashina. He said, Dov Shem Imamish. And the chiddush is that Dovashim Imamesh is chalak upon him midirabonim. Ravina Omar, Loilim Ktoni Ktoni, Omai Bayachel midirabonim. Bayachal means that midrabbanon is an iser bayachal, even though I don't shame by mamish. And like the Ran speaks out, that's why it says bayachal, because it said aser ubi mashma even midaraisi even medina. Bayachal can mean midrabbanon. And how do you know bayachal can be midrabbanon? Umay bayachal umika bayachal midrabbanon in. But tying into the brayza, dvarim hamutarim va'achirim nogu behem iser. This is a gemara in Pesachim that have no base. That if someone, there's a place where the noyig, something's really mutter, but the noyig behen iser. There the Gemara gives different examples of dvar ma'amutarim kerein ma'amag iser. You know, they don't wear certain shoes on Shabbos. And everyone's noyig behen iser. Yatru shel atim afneim. You're not allowed to be matted in front of them. Shenema, it says, liyachal dvaroi. You shouldn't be liyachal dvaroi. So you see, even by the Rabbanon, it applies this lashon liyachal dvaroi. So like upon him, Ravina's teretz is, that our Mishnah, it says, koinim shani yashon, means exactly what it means. I say, I'm not going to sleep. I, a neder, can be chal in by mamish. Teretz is that it could be chal midrabbanon. It's chal midrabbanon, that's pshat in our Mishnah. So we had two pshat in our Mishnah. One, it was a shtickle talit machaikas of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. The other pshat is that it's exactly what it sounds like, in by mamish, and in by mamish chal midrabbanon. But now we're going to go back to machaikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, try to bring rayas. Tonight, we learned to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is later on in the Masechta. And Afnun Zayin. Tonight, Sha'at Nenes Li Ada Pesach M'telchil Beis Avich Ada Chag. You tell your wife like this, I don't want you going to your parents' house. And if, and you're not going to, I'm not going to let you have enough of me until Pesach. We're standing at Hanukkah time. You're not going to have enough of me until Pesach if you go to your father's house till Sukkos. Basically, don't go to your father's house for a year. If you go into your father's house till next Sukkot, over next year, then you don't have enough meat till Pesach. So what's the halacha in the Mishnah? It says, "Halchof me'a Pesach, aser b'hana asay." If she goes before Pesach, so then she activated the neder, and she's aser b'hana ad Pesach until Pesach. That was the tonight. Tonight was, you go to your father's house, and we're activating iser neder until Pesach. It's mashma. If she goes for Pesach, then it's also. But loy halcha, if she doesn't go, she never activated the neder. Loy, you let her have enough. L'chayra, why let her know? According to Yehuda, she should not have enough from the whole time. Why? Because she might have enough, and then later on, over the next year, she might go to father's house. She's not careful in the tanai. She's not careful in the activation. So if you have Yehuda, why are you allowed to go? Here it's mashma. They only not allowed to go after if she goes to her father's house. But until then, she's let her have enough. It's master, she's only not allowed to have enough from her husband only if she goes to her father's house. But before she goes to her father's house, she can have enough. So, if you're a Yehuda, how can you have enough? So, it's a kasha on a Yehuda. Om Rav Abba. This is a pshat like this. Hochof me'a Pesach asura v'loika. If she goes before Pesach to her father's house and she activates the neder, then she gets malchus for the hana. Loy holcha, if she doesn't go, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Isser, but it's only Isser Rabbanon, because we're worried that she might go afterwards and activate it with Freya. So loy holcha, Asura Ba'alma, it's only Isser Rabbanon. So what's the Mara's Tarek? The Mara's Tarek is, of course, if you have Yehuda, it's Taka Isser. But it's only Isser Rabbanon, not Isser Daraisa. Now, when it says Asura Veloika, Moshe, who gets Malkus? It says that holcha, if they have Pesach, Asura, we'll see, what does that mean? Loika. I mean, she activated the neshon to far as the house, so now she can't have enough from her husband. So then she gets malchus. Who gets malchus?
She does.
She does? She didn't make the neder. Her husband made the neder. What? I know. So the neder on her can make her get malchus? It's not layachal devar, it's his words, maybe. So the Ran brings down a machlekes v'shoinim. The Ran holds that she gets malchus. Because it taich layachal devar means lo yuchal hadavar. The neder shouldn't get defiled, whatever, that's the right word. But shouldn't become chulin. The dava shouldn't become chulin. The neder shouldn't become chulin. And it says, alav on you, you can't make a neder chulin, therefore you get malchus. But the Rambam says, no, she doesn't get malchus, she didn't make the neder. So yachal devaro, your words. And the Rambam says that the only way to get malchus is if he goes and hands her a cookie and gives her anah, then he is the one who gets the malchus. Because he asked her about anah. And if he goes and gives her a cookie and mahana her, so then the halacha is, or gives her a knot, brings her something, and there the halacha is that he will get malchus. He will get malchus. The Ram holds is he gets malchus, and the Ran holds she gets malchus. The big machlok is Rishonim, what's pasha taich in loika. But upon him, that's how we answer the ratio of this Mishnah. So we answer that halcha becomes aser midraisa. Loy halcha is loy aser abonim. Eima Seifa, let's see the Seifa of this Mishnah. Eima Seifa, Acha Pesach, Vaval Yachal Devaroi. After Pesach, it's B'lei Yachal Devaroi. It sounds like because she had a not till Pesach, and if she goes to her father's house after Pesach, L'mafreya, this is Vaval Yachal. That's what happens. Freit the Gemara, V'idilo Yisani L'freya Pesach, if the fear of Yehuda, you're not supposed to have a not before Pesach, so Mika Vayachal, why it's so pashut? Acha Pesach, she goes to her father's house, is a Vayachal. Why? Because she was having an off from her husband the whole year, till Pesach, from Chanukah to Pesach. What do you mean? According to Yehuda, you're not having no. So why is saying Vayachal? Why it's so pashut? If he loves not to have Pesach, Mika Vayachal. Ela Pshit is a Sani, you see, let have a no. Ama Masani, you see, let have a no. It's a Kasha Rav Yehuda, Vityufta, to Rav Yehuda. And for the Gemara, no. Kiktoni, that it says that if she went to her father's house after Pesach, the Yerim Vayachal, Kiktoni, the Ishani, Harez Vayachal Devaru. She's saying if she had Ana, but she wasn't careful the whole year until Pesach, Karin Pesach, and she had Ana, fear of Yehuda, you're supposed to be careful with the Rabbanim. And she didn't listen, she had Ana. Then if she goes to her father's house, there's Vayachal Devaru, Mafreya. And that goof is the Kamash Malon, that you should be careful to. That's why it's saying this. Be careful not to have a no, because if you have a no and then you go after Pesach, you'll have a Bayachal Mafreya. But Avada, if you had a no, then it's Bayachal. So it's not saying that you should have a no before Pesach. It's saying if you had a no, then when after Pesach, you will have Bal Yachal Limafreya.